We're visiting with Osage City coach Andrew Gattenbein here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, you pick up a 56-26 win against Council Grove on Friday night. The district title was on the line. A Flint Hills League title was on the line. So you eventually won two championships in one night. You clinched them. And just talk about how successful you guys were on Friday night with a really good Council Grove team at your place on Friday night.
Well, I'm proud of the kids. You know, we played pretty well, particularly offensively. You know, had almost 600 yards of total offense, great balance, about 300 passing and 300 rushing, and good balance in our numbers. You know, I know Landon, you know, ran the ball really well for us, had 200 yards rushing, but we had, you know, almost four receivers over 50 yards of receiving. Had another senior, his first varsity catches, two catches for 30 yards, Keaton Curley. We're excited to get him a couple opportunities in the game as well. So overall, it was an enjoyable senior night for our team.
What does it mean for Landon to have that special night on a senior night and throwing for almost 300 and going over 200 in the rushing department?
Well, you know, it means a lot to him, a lot to our team, obviously, when he produces, and he's been consistent throughout the year. And then, like I said, you know, balanced effort by our receivers, and our offensive line played pretty well. You know, Council Grove is a team that, you know, their defense had gotten a lot of attention, you know, earlier in the season. I think they posted three or four shutouts, and they'd been playing really well on that side of the ball. And so for us to come out and do that against a quality defense speaks well to our players and the way that they played.
What do you think the biggest thing is right now? You guys have won five in a row going into the postseason after the week three loss to Opie. What's continuing to click for you guys? Because you had that tough game against Humboldt where you won by eight. Just what's clicking right now with these guys as you enter the postseason?
Well, you know, offensively we played pretty well all season. We didn't put up points against Opie, but we had about 300 yards of total offense, like we talked about during, or, you know, right after that game. We didn't execute in the red zone the way that we needed to, but, you know, offensively we've played pretty well, and it starts up front. Our offensive line, you know, has gotten better each and every week, and those kids are continuing to work hard. And then, obviously, like we said, Landon's a dual threat, and we have a lot of other guys that contribute to it as well. Defensively, we've been kind of a bend but don't break. We know that we need to continue to try to improve on that side of the ball, but it did some good things on Friday night too. One of the touchdowns that we gave up was a kickoff return, which we don't want to do, obviously, but, you know, the defense only giving up a couple scores against a quality opponent. It was a nice effort for them as well.
We're visiting with Osage City coach Andrew Gattenbein here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, you open up the postseason against Riverton, and it's another home game for you guys. What do you know about Riverton heading into your matchup this week?
Well, Riverton's still pretty fresh on our minds because we went down there in a regional last year and got beat by six in overtime. So, you know, it's a game that certainly motivated us in the off season, and, you know, to get another opportunity to play against those guys here at home this time is going to be special for our kids. And I know that, you know, we're going to be ready for it, but they have a new head coach at least this year. I'm not sure about their whole coaching staff, but a new head coach. They do some things differently. You know, last year they were more of a power run team. This year they're a little bit more diverse. Run some screens, actually run some trick plays, several hook and laterals a game. So a different looking Riverton team, but, you know, they've played a really quality schedule, and we're going to have to come out and be ready to go and have our heads on straight for sure to be successful.
Well, Coach, this is our last visit here on the Area Coach's Corner. I want to appreciate your time to giving us your time out of each Monday to talk with us, and wishing you the best of luck this week against Riverton, and best of luck the rest of the postseason.
I appreciate it. It's hard to believe that we're to this point already, but thank you for having me on this year and for covering our team and the area teams.
That's Osage City coach Andrew Gattenbein joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Osage City Parks and Rec and Teal Plumbing on Country 101.7 FM.